I had a parent very perplexed in my office a couple months back. She thought something was wrong with her kid. Every parent comes in and thinks something's wrong with their kid. She couldn't understand why this child, the child was, I don't know, somewhere between, if I recall, 4 and 5, would have a fit. Okay, when you got a 4 and 5 year old still throwing fits, the vast majority of the time it's because the parent has not dealt with it. Right? You get 2 threes throwing fits, that's who they are. That's kind of their nature, and we got to teach them out of that. We got to discipline them out of that. But you start getting up around 5, 6, 7, and 8, and they're still throwing fits, which is very common, by the way. You have to look at yourself and you say, why have I not gotten this under control? In most cases. What she didn't understand was this little one would throw a fit. Meltdown, crazy, nasty, leaking out of body orifices all over the place, puddles on the floor. And then, a minute later, he would be singing and happy and fine. And not always did she give in to him. You could see him being happy and fine if he got given into, but no, sometimes she didn't give in to him. She ignored him. She outlasted him. And then he would be singing. Now, she is still rocked from the seismic aftershocks of this kid's eruption. However, she couldn't understand what is it within him that made him one moment look as though the whole world is coming down on his head, and then within a matter of seconds or minutes, even not even seconds, even he's singing, he's happy. She's thinking, okay, all right, is this the beginnings of bipolar disorder? Is this a kid who cannot regulate his emotions? Is this a kid who is headed for all kinds of psychological problems because he just doesn't seem to have a connection? Well, we talked a while, and my answers were no, no, and no. This child was like most children. When you're younger and you get mad, you're allowed to pretty much get as ugly as you want. It's the way it is. When you're older and you get mad, there's kind of rules governing you. I can't walk into my boss's office and say, can I have a raise? No, Ray, you can't. Oh, I'm going to knock your desk over. And I go over and I kick his plant. And I'm going to slam your door and I'm going to grab it. I'm going to slap it. This is really dumb. I might want to do that. But really, by the rules of social etiquette, I'm not allowed. Maybe when I was younger. Maybe when I was in my 30s and I was still immature, I could do that. Not now. A little kid can. There's no limit on a little kid. They're allowed to do that. Because they're mad. They don't have restraining consciences. And if they do, they're just in formation. They're just starting. But Dr. Ray, that just doesn't explain how they can get over it so quickly. Why not? Why not? It passes. The emotion passes. The kid doesn't generally hold on to resentment. Little kids recover quick. Grown-ups hold on to resentment. Grown-ups can be lingeringly mad for the next 3 days. Kids don't. They don't. They're singing a minute later. Why? Because they live in the now. That's what they do. It isn't anything unusual that he was mad 1 minute and singing the next. That's kidhood. And the younger the kid is, the more likely he is to do that. But you can still get the older kids, 8, 9, 10, still can do that. Of course, with the older kids, the easiest way to get them happy again is to give them exactly what they were fitting for. Do that, and they'll be happy and singing.